This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Today, there are fewer teacher assistants in North Carolina classrooms than just a few years ago. Since 2008, state funding for TAs has been reduced by more than 20%. As Ray McCrace reports, many school districts have cut hundreds of positions.
Grace King is wearing a brown scarf, a brown shirt, and a brown headband with a big brown flower on it. It always seems like she's smiling, even on this morning at 6 a.m. as she heads toward a big yellow bus.
Good morning, Miss Rima. Are you ready to ride?
She steps onto the cold bus.
So once I get on, I crank it up, check my horn, make sure my stop sign is working.
The bus is parked in a big lot outside Cumberland Mills Elementary School in Fayetteville. King spends about an hour and a half on the road picking up students and making sure they behave.
I hope we don't have attitude. Attitude, you'll have to stay on the bus and we'll have to talk about it. Do we have attitude?
At about 8:15, she rolls back into the lot. She sweeps the candy wrappers and dirt off the bus and...
Now I go back to my car and I get my stuff to get ready to go in do TA time. My other job. My paying job.
King considers her real job being that of a teacher assistant.
We're going to play what game?
Fly what?
In the classroom, King heads straight to a little brown table and begins going over sight words with a group of first graders. They play a fun, interactive game. King has been a teacher assistant for 17 years. She says part of her job description is to be flexible, to work with individual students, to fill in for teachers, to take phone calls, and to drive buses. During the school day, she splits her time between two first-grade classrooms.
Over the years, things have really kind of changed, you know. At one time, first graders did have a full-time assistant. Kindergarten had a full-time assistant. But like I said, with the cuts and stuff going on, you're lucky to have a job.
King says it's been a while since the school had teacher assistants for second and third grades.
Back in the day, honey. Back in the day. Back in the day. A lot of things used to happen back in the day.
If you were to come here 3 years ago and look now, we went from about 800 TAs to about 400 TAs in about 3 years.
That's Frank Till, the superintendent of Cumberland County Schools. He says state lawmakers have not provided enough funding to keep up with the growing number of students. This year, his district had to cut about 30 TA positions. But what about other districts across the state? Here are some officials from Durham, Cabarrus, and Wake schools.
We did not have to cut here at Durham Public Schools.
No, we did not have to cut any TA positions this year.
No, we did not have to cut any teacher assistants this year.
But that's not the case everywhere.
Right now, we're actually 20 full-time positions down from where we were last year.
We do have 190 fewer positions.
Loss of 30.5 teacher assistant positions.
Those are officials from Rockingham, Winston-Salem-Forsyth, and Buncombe County Schools. So why the disparity? Why did some schools have to cut TAs and others didn't?
It is very common for wealthier school districts to take on the cost that had been reduced.
Philip Price is the chief financial officer for the Department of Public Instruction. He says districts have to make tough decisions on what positions to keep and how to move around limited money. Wealthier districts can sometimes rely on local funds to save positions. But either way...
There's been some consistent reductions to teacher assistants since 2008 and 2009.
That year, there were about 30,000 teacher assistant positions statewide. As of the last school year, almost 7,000 have been cut. Teacher assistant Grace King explains why that's not okay.
And when a teacher has 20-plus kids in there, and if you got low kids that haven't met the standards for first grade, you're going to need an extra hand. That person cannot do it by herself. She cannot do it by herself. Even though you may think you're going to do this, you can't. You can't.
But more are having to figure out how to do it by themselves. Just how many more won't be clear until the state gives an official number of teacher assistants cut this school year. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.